Good evening, everyone. This is my advent calendar day 4, and I'm here with Ronan, who's going to, I was going to say, help me wrap up. He's going to actually do it. A present that is for our pulmonary dialysis unit, Secret Santa. We didn't have to take part, obviously. Right, Lammy, come on, help me one. Come on, Luffy. Come on. Don't try to grab my phone. Let's put it over here. We are doing the Secret Santa. We didn't have to take part, but we don't know who we're buying for. I've just been told to get something for a man.
Do I put on the label?
Just put Happy Christmas.
So what will I have to put, man?
Huh?
So that's all I have to put.
Yeah, because I don't know who it's for. I think what it is, they're telling all the women that are taking part to get the men a present and the other way around, and it's...
And they've never got his cards.
Oh, well, we'll have to take him down late. He can have them at Christmas. And, yeah, so we had to buy something to the value of £10.
Well. What are you laughing for?
Well, actually, I haven't had a chance to go out and get anything, so this is...
I've had to actually use...
He's had to use a present he bought for someone else, but he'll, you know, it'll get replaced.
So I have to get it bloody.
Anyway, no one needs to know that except
no,
the whole
I'm
world.
Just saying.
No, I know they don't need to know that because I think the cut-off date's tomorrow. But I've got to go to King's tomorrow and then go straight there, so I'm actually going to take it in on Thursday.
We're Can having. You get out of the way, Lammy. Move.
Come on. Come on. You can't sit there. Come on. Over here. There's a good boy. Strike. We're having a party on Sunday at a different venue. It's in Bromley. Again, it's not compulsory. We were going to be doing the Secret Santa there, but I don't think we're doing that now. So Odie and I are going to that. They haven't given a very nice weather forecast for that day. They originally said rain and snow, and now they're saying just rain. Anyway, that's better than rain and snow. And then... We have a raffle, which again is a completely separate thing. And then just before Christmas, we will have like, they get sandwiches and stuff, and we just have like a little party while we're on the machines. They did it last year. But this party that they're having at a separate place on the 10th is actually the first time they're doing that thing. They got a grant from the, I don't know whether it's the King's College Hospital Trust or something. Anyway, it should be interesting because I think the staff are just as excited or probably more so than the patients. All their families are coming and everything, so it should be quite an interesting day. And I'm sure I should try and do a little bit of recording from there at the time. So, what is the wrapping paper we've got today, were?
That's reindeers.
And what colour is it?
For God's sake, ma'am. It's like a very pale grey background with like gold pine cones and like, you know, stuff on. And there's like, I don't know, reindeer. No, not reindeer, stags. That's what I meant.
What colour are they? Like brown?
No, they're not brown. They're basically the colour of the background, but a little bit darker. And then obviously like the
gold pine cones and that.
Yeah, but you can see the reindeer if that makes sense.
Yeah, because they're slightly different shade.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yes, it's from Wilco. It's very for two.
Oh, well, good. Very, very nice.
I had to carry this all the way home.
Oh, well, never mind.
It's a bloody nightmare.
Well, at least it wasn't raining that day. Anyway, folks. I suppose I ought to wait till we've wrapped it, do you think?
Yeah.
I don't like using the rolls. I can never cut it straight.
No, can I use this first time?
Because normally, when I used to do wrapping, I used to get like you get packets with different sheets in it, and they're folded up, and it's easier to cut along the lines of those. Let's let you hear the sound effects of the paper being cut.
Okay, Mum.
The end.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to help you?
No, it's fine. I can use
Lamb is here, keeping an eye on us.
Yes.
Lamb, now get off the...
No, come on.
Off the paper.
He's on the bloody...
Oh, no, he's on the paper.
No, that's not the vet, but I'll... I'll try and read it.
Don't waste it.
Okay, all right. Bloody trees die from this, do you know what I mean? So...
Well, if I get any presents at Christmas, I will recycle the paper.
Oh, well, I can't go that far.
Well, I hope these people do.
Oh, bloody hope they care. Bloody effort I'm going through today.
All right. Bloody.
Well, at least it's not fucking, all
right? Oh, whoa! That's not funny. Now I'm going to have to start it again.
No, you're not going to have to start it again. It's funny. It was funny.
It wasn't funny. No, they're not. They're disgusted. I am.
Get out from under my bloody bed.
Who's that, Pinky?
Naomi,
come on. Stop being a pain.
It's fine. It's fine.
Sorry about that, everyone. Now, do I have to tick the foul content box on the website now?
Oh, that's all right.
Whoa, please. I wish you hadn't done that. Anyway, I'm very, very... I do humbly apologise for the foul mouth nature of my son. And I will love you and leave you now with the sound of wrapping paper.